This is David Williams working with the Whitley Oral History Group, talking to Mrs. Judy Goodman, who has some interesting information for us regarding timber sold at the Whitley Court sale in 1938.
Well, being born and bred in Leicestershire, a very funny thing happened 2 years ago. I met an old friend when I was back at a friend's 70th birthday in Leicestershire, a chap called Brown Benford, who I hadn't seen for a number of years. And he told me all about the timber coming from Great Whitley, Sale, 1938, up to Coltman's Brothers, the timber yard, which was then in those days situated at Claybrook, which was only 4 miles away from where my father farmed in Leicestershire. And I'd forgotten all about this. I'd heard about it once or twice, but never thought anything more. And he so badly wanted to come down and see Whitley Court again because he used to stay with Mrs. Colbatch at Little Whitley when he was only very young. The interesting thing, he brought me all these pictures because the timber was used for the minesweepers during the war, and some relation, the actual Mr. Coltman, actually came to the sale at Whitley Court and paid a huge amount of money for this timber, and then it had to be taken up back to Leicestershire, which in those days was 70 odd miles, which he cut up into large logs. Yeah. First of all, here in Worcestershire, loaded them up to lorries, took them up to Leicestershire, to the wood yard at Claybrook, and it was then turned into planks, which then went to Grimsby for the building of the minesweepers. And I think this is a tremendous bit of history, which I'm sure one or two elderly people in the village and Little Whitley may have heard about, but I think it's good for the history group to hear all about it.